This is an Amber exclusive.
Did I ever tell you about the time I met a really sexy guy at a microbrewery downtown? He was a little quiet, but sometimes sensitive and mysterious is really sexy. I noticed he had taken his wedding ring off, and that only made me want him more. He bought me a few drinks, and he was very shy, but it just turned me on. After a ton of flirting and touching, of course we had to get out of there. So we get back to his house, and he assures me that his wife isn't home, which is good, because I hate drama. We start kissing, and he totally let me take control. I couldn't believe how easy it was with this guy. He was letting me own him, and we were naked quick. But you would not believe what he had under his clothes. I wish I could say that it was a huge cock, but I have no idea how big it was, because he was locked in chastity. That's right, under lock and key. What was I supposed to do with him? I went back to his place for nothing, and the little loser couldn't even tell me from the start that he had nothing to offer me. He was squirming around, and I could tell how uncomfortable he was. His cock was growing stiff inside that cage, but he wasn't able to touch it or relieve it. He even told me how much it hurt, that his wife had fitted him with a device that made erections extra uncomfortable. Serves him right. I stayed a few moments longer just to prolong that discomfort and refused to use his wife's strap-on, even though he begged. Caged pets must wait for their mistress, and I was out of there. But let this be a lesson to you. If we meet up, and you're not upfront about being in captivity, you will suffer the same fate from me. Little loser subby.
This has been an Amber exclusive. You can call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Amber.